Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of When You Disappeared by John Mars, performed by Simon Mattox and Elizabeth Knowlton. Prologue. Northampton. Today. 8:20 a.m. The thick tread of the Mercedes tyres barely made a sound as it pulled over to the curb. The passenger sat nervously in the rear, tapping his lips with his forefinger as his gaze met the cottage.
"That's £22, mate," muttered the driver, in a regional dialect he couldn't place.
Most of the accents he'd heard in the past few years were those of commentators on the British sports channels his satellite dish picked up. He fumbled with his deerskin wallet, separating the euros and the sterling that were bunched together.
"Keep the change," he replied, as he offered a £10 and a £20 note.
The driver responded, but the passenger wasn't listening. He opened the door and carefully placed both feet on the pavement, steadying himself with his hand on the frame before settling the door closed and stepping away from the vehicle. He patted out the creases in his bespoke suit while the security blanket of the car disappeared as silently as it had arrived. Minutes passed by, but he remained rooted to the ground. Hypnotized by the white cottage, he allowed waves of long-buried memories to wash over him. This had been their first and only home together, a family home, a home and a family he'd relinquished 25 long years ago. The pink rosebushes he'd planted for her beneath the kitchen window had gone, but for a second he imagined he could still smell their sweet scent in the air. Where once there lay a sandpit he'd dug for the children, now stood a shed adorned with swirls and speckles of jade and white ivy, slowly changing its form. Suddenly the front door opened and a young woman appeared, bringing him back to the present with a start. He'd not anticipated another visitor.
"See you later," she shouted, closing the door behind her.
She threw the strap of her handbag over her shoulder and smiled as she passed him. It wasn't her, though. This girl could only be in her late 20s. For a moment he wondered if it could have been her daughter, and he reciprocated with his own polite smile, then watched her until she walked out of view. But the sight of her had given him butterflies. James had told him that she'd remained living in the same home, but that conversation had been a year earlier, so there was a chance her circumstances had changed. There was only one way to find out. His heart raced as he drew a deep breath that he didn't release until he reached the end of the gravel path. He raised his head to look up at what had once been their bedroom. "That's where you killed me," he thought, then closed his eyes and knocked on the door.
Chapter 1. Catherine. Northampton.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?